Driving season is in full swing, and an unexpected car repair can cost hundreds, even thousands to fix, ruining your road trip. That's why I recommend getting extended coverage from CarShield. A new water pump could set you back over $500. Replacing your AC can cost as much as $1,500. With CarShield, the dealership or your favorite mechanic can do the work. CarShield does the rest, getting them paid directly. Save yourself from high repair bills with CarShield. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Benson, or visit CarShield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. CarShield.com, a deductible may apply.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You know, healthcare, CNN, healthcare, travel ban, healthcare. It's kind of all the same, right? What's important, what's not important? Those are the things we should talk about. What's important, what's not important? How crazy can things get? How insane are things in this world that we live in? That we're sitting here still talking about healthcare. Nowhere close, by the way, of getting anything done. Why is it important? Because it affects us. It touches our lives each and every day. Each and every single day, healthcare in some way, shape, or form plays a part in our life, and I'll tell you how. You're going to go pay for something today, but maybe you start thinking to yourself, well, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford this. Your healthcare over the last several years has risen. You're making choices that you didn't have to make at one time or another. Healthcare is not only outpacing inflation, it's blown past it a long time ago. Then with all the new rules, regulations, and the craziness because of Obamacare, it's in a different stratosphere. We make choices. It's part of our economy. Healthcare, 1/6 of our economy, has played a role in many other parts of our economy because of the rising cost of it. Businesses haven't been able to hire the way they wanted to. And at times they've laid people off or cut back hours so they didn't have to pay into it because it would have become unsustainable for them anymore to become a profitable business. Healthcare plays a huge role in our world. Lady by the name of Allison Chandra posted a tweet with the bill from what it cost to care for her son. Young kid, toddler, 2 years old. And the bill has been retweeted, it's been talked about, has been debated. And I'll tell you this right now, when you look at it, it's insane. It's insane. Also, one thing, though, I want everybody to keep in mind, and this is what we forget at times. Her child, 2 years old, was born with a lot of issues, as you'll hear in a second. His name's Ethan. You know what, though? Ethan's alive. Keep that in the back of your mind as you listen to this.
Ethan was born with 9 congenital heart defects. He has 2 left lungs, 5 or so spleens of dubious function. And his liver and his gallbladder are down the middle of his body, along with his heart, and then his stomach is on the right side instead of the left side.
Basically, he's got lots of extra parts he doesn't need. Some of his parts are on the wrong side. It's kind of a jumbled mess. And then his heart has issues as well. His heart has issues. I'm going to break down his bill here in a second. But there's so many ways that people will take this and they'll run with it and do all kinds of things about it. But I'm going to point out a few things. But remember this, the 2-year-old who's got 9 heart defects, has several spleens, whose body parts inside are all jumbled up, mixed up on the wrong side, 2 left lungs. It's crazy. Remember, he's still alive.
I don't think anyone can look a 2-year-old child in the face and say, I think that you're not worth it. But what they're doing with these bills, what they're doing with a lifetime cap is saying, you've used up enough resources. I'm sorry that you were born sick. I'm sorry that your mother chose life for you, but now that life is not worth saving anymore. You can't call yourself pro-life if you're not willing to be part of a system that protects the most vulnerable, protects life from birth to death.
Very true. I mean, there's something to be said there. But also, look, life is crazy, and life is expensive. Medical care is expensive. I would point out that this child, even in some decent Western cultures, would probably not make it. But he's making it. I'm going to read you some of her bill, give you a breakdown. I'll tell you, it's about $250,000 for a stay that wasn't much more than about 2 weeks or so. $22,526 for room board, semi-private. Coronary care was $47,000. That's the most expensive of the bunch. Supply and implants, $42,000. OR services, $40,000. Lots of $8,000 bills from pharmacy to blood storage, respiratory services, et cetera, et cetera. Coming out to a whopping, massive, huge, about $250,000. The bill she got showed $87,000, $84,000, and $25,000. The amount she pays is $500. The amount that Aetna paid was $87,000, $84,000, $25,000. It's expensive. Is it really this much to take care of a child? We don't see all the things that go into making the person the surgeon that he or she is, and the cost that it took them and the years and the hours to become that surgeon. We don't see what it costs, the years and the hours for that person to become the nurse, the years and the hours and the experience for the for them to become the, you know, the anesthetist and things of that nature. It's expensive. Healthcare is. If you can find a way to save people's lives, you can make a ton of money. I never begrudge anybody for making money, nor will I ever do so. But as we sit here and we debate this, we realize the cost is ridiculous. The fact is, this essentially, it's retail is what they paid here. They paid retail. Did they have to pay retail? Remember, insurance companies don't want your tiny bill. They're okay with you padding it because there's other ways they're going to make money. They're going to take losses. They're going to write that stuff off. They're still going to make a ton of money. The hospital's going to take losses. They're going to write it off, and they're still going to make a ton of money. They're all going to be compensated from the government in some way, shape, or form in the backside of things. But all the while, you and I get frustrated because we see our premiums rise. We see our deductibles rise. We see our health care and our relationship with our provider getting further and further apart, all the while more and more people are in between our health care provider and us, the patient, the customer. And that's frustrating. That is. But I'm going to tell you this now. If you think that these men and women in D.C. are going to solve anything with your best interest in my best interest at heart, you're fooling yourself. It will keep some lobbyists very happy. It'll keep some insurance companies very happy. It will not really do anything for you and I. Some people who are in tough situations, they may find it gets worse. Some people in situations that really aren't very tough may find it gets a little bit better even. And for a lot of us in the middle who are living direct deposit to direct deposit, paycheck to paycheck, day to day, aren't going to find much relief and probably aren't going to find that it's going to cost us much more. It'll be similar to what we have with not much of a difference, and that's frustrating. That is. But healthcare is not a one-size-fits-all. There are so many different ways that we could solve this problem. The problem is the people in D.C. have never been serious about solving problems. Problems is where they make their living. Problems is where they make their news. Problems is how they get reelected. That's always been the truth. I'll point out probably the most famous situation when it comes to why problems matter when it comes to politics. Winston Churchill led the British people through their darkest hours in victory to beat Nazi Germany. Stood alone and led them through that. When he came up for re-election, he was crushed. He'd solved the problem. He was the right person for that job. But in peacetime, he wasn't the person for that job. It's got to be a reason. These people have no reason. And until we start giving them a reason with our votes, and until we start giving people a reason in the insurance industry to take our money elsewhere because we have better opportunities to do other things, they're going to continue to live the same kind of lives that they live right now. Fat, dumb, and smiling at us like a Cheshire cat. What we need to do is become rocking chairs and make them uncomfortable. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. You text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. A lot of stuff going on in the cyber hacking world. Very interesting what's happening there worldwide. Not a lot of people are talking about it. I want to talk about it because I think this is, to me, the new world where everything is going to be battled out. And it's highly important that we pay more attention, not less attention. We got your urban word of the day. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson loves lemonade. No wonder his show is two parts tart to one part sweet. Time for a refill. Cheers.
We have really no choice but to solve this situation. Obamacare is a total disaster. Rates are going up.
People know that. People know that. Don't be fooled by your rates at times. You should think about the care. Everybody's talking about the cost of this and the cost of that. I still don't see how they're bringing premiums down, and I still don't see how you're getting closer to your care provider and having a relationship where they understand you, you understand them, and you have access, not just a card. 844-DIG-CHAD. Call us always, 844-344-2423. Anthony in Florida, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing, Chad? Thank you very much for having such a great show. I really do enjoy it each night on my drive time.
Thanks, man. Yeah, appreciate that.
I think that this is more misdirected. Thank you. I think this is more misdirected anger on this on the part of this person that has the child who's sick, and I think it's a billing problem, right? Our healthcare system has this. You just read off some of these bills. It's astronomical. There's no reason for the bills to be so crazy, and I think that there's a problem with billing in America. Firstly. Secondly, she paid $500 on a deductible. Now, I understand there's a lot of Americans out there that don't have $1,000 in the bank in order to handle an emergency. But some people are taking sacrifices and selling their homes or maybe even selling other things or just living in an apartment and not having the luxuries of life if they do have a sick child. And it's sad, but it happens. But I think this is mixed with misdirected anger on her part.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you know, it's a great way that and it goes viral, Anthony, as you know, because people see it and they pick it up on it. It's a great story. Next thing you know, it explodes. And look, she paid $500. They ate the bulk of it, which they'll get back in tax breaks and kicks down along the way. And we've talked about it before, man. I appreciate your call. But I'm going to tell you guys this. As I said, she's paying retail. She's paying retail. There are people out there who make great money going in and getting you to not pay retail. She's paying retail. We have this crazy system where you're overcharged. And let me tell you something. Like we did yesterday, we talk about the opioid. If you tell somebody, you basically charge them whatever you want to charge them, and it's not breaking the law, what are you going to charge them? Whatever you think you can get away with. And for hospitals, it does that. You look at these hospitals too, man. I tell you what, some of them are crazy. Some of you go into these places and they're museums, works of art, fountains everywhere. No, I want you to cure people. What some people say is, look, it makes people feel better. They come into a place that they feel, and I get that. I've been to some hospitals when I was in Britain, and let me tell you something. They were dreary, lonely, sad places. They were. They were really, it was uncomfortable to be in. But can you find a happy medium? But we have a billing problem and we have a numbers problem because too many people accept what everybody says and it's a retail thing. And what they don't see is they see that it costs $100,000. They see their parts $500. They feel, whoo, that's okay. They move on with their life. Not reeling. That thing shouldn't have cost $100,000. It shouldn't. And as far as sacrifices go, I'll tell you what, I agree 110%. I think there's a lot of parents and people out there who are at the point now where they get their kids have health insurance and they don't, because that's what they need to do. They used to have two cars, they now have one. They used to have two cars, they now have bought one outright that gets them to and fro, but it ain't pretty to look at. And they got rid of the other two because it was more important that they have other stuff. At the same time, we need to get a handle on this because it's out of control and it's becoming a giant beast. And eventually, it'll be so out of control that the government's going to say, uh-oh, we better take it all over. And then it's going to be really expensive. And then you're going to be a captured servant of their goods. And you don't want that. You don't want that. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. Each and every day, we make you hipper. We make you cooler. We like to loosen you up. We like to give you some lingo that you're on the streets. You can throw this thing down. This right here is called the Urban Word of the Day.
It's time for the Urban Word of the Day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban Word of the Day.
Today's urban word, you can throw it two different directions. It's called broflake. It's called broflake. Two different ways. For the left to the right, it's when straight white males are offended by any feminist or ethnic activity which is not directly designed for them. Or you can use it the other way as far as the broflake, which is like a snowflake. It's when, essentially, guys are offended over each and every little thing in the world, when they really shouldn't be offended by anything that takes place, and overly compensates for what they see to be a very mean situation in a group they're not involved with. Broflake. It goes both ways, kids. That's your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Oh, man, I tell you. So, hacking's going on worldwide. Crazy, crazy stuff. Want to touch on that because I think you don't understand the craziness of what's taking place in the hacking world. How much money we're spending for our Department of Defense. How they're moving more and more billions there. But are we doing it right? And this is the industrial complex, right? The military complex, where people seem to be getting paid. But are we doing the right thing? You can text the program 323-538-2423. I've also got a poll up. We'll touch on that. Mediocrity in this country. Why are we kind of happy about that? We shouldn't be. We should not be. Too many of you are. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Ukraine's deputy prime minister announced the government's computer network was completely down. An interior ministry official is blaming a version of the WannaCry ransomware for outages of government websites and those of several companies. Officials are reporting intrusions into the Ukrainian government offices, banks, and power grid. It's suspected the systems were hit by CryptoLocker, a version of the same WannaCry ransomware that paralyzed tens of thousands of computers in more than 150 countries back in May.
Craziness, right? So massive, huge, huge, baby, huge, huge, with a capital, with a little H and then a big giant U, huge. That's how big that was. Attack today. How big? You name it in Europe and they were hit in some way, shape or form. Biggest oil company, Ukrainian banks, multinational firms. Just the beginning, Maersk, one of the big shipping companies. It's crazy, right? We're spending a ton of money on defense. And I will tell you this right now. You can do more damage by hacking, spreading information and disinformation and finding out weaknesses of your fellow allies and foes than you can with bombs. You can. You can. You can cripple political parties, as we've seen what meddling can do. Now, did it cripple the Democratic Party? No. What they did was they did a bunch of shady stuff, mostly to themselves, mostly within their own party, that got them in trouble. But you saw what can happen. And what are we doing to really spend the amount of money it takes to guard our grid and to protect our secrets, our dirty laundry, and every other thing that we have out there? Probably nowhere near what we should. And I will tell you this, it's probably not as expensive as you think it is. But this was massive today. This was massive. And on top of that, you got issues going on with the Ukraine and Russia, because Russia is using the Ukraine as a way to practice in some of this stuff. It's crazy. It really is. It is absolutely insane that we're not ready. And here's something I'm going to point out to everybody out there. I want everybody to understand this. When I talk about the grid, we as human beings can't go 10 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours without our electronic devices and or our cell phones. What would it be like if they crippled areas for weeks? How would you survive and live? I'm curious. These cyber attacks hit us here too, and they're just starting to figure out where and how and who got hit bad. Is it governments? Is it North Korea? What was it? But think about it. If you couldn't get to your phone or if everything was screwy. Last week here in the West, we had a massive issue with power and a huge heat wave. And there was issues along the West Coast, especially the Southwest, when it came to several of the big phone companies, T-Mobile, Verizon, Sprint, AT&T. They had a lot of issues. And it was driving people crazy. But they could still access stuff, but not fully. Could you imagine what would happen? And our grid is easily exposed, as are a lot of other grids out there worldwide. But it's something to think about, and all too often we don't think about that stuff because we're too busy buying bombs when we could, how about this, retire some of them, take the technology we have, make them even smarter bombs, buy less of them, and oh, by the way, I'm just throwing it out there, protect our grid and all of our secrets that need to be protected. Just a thought. Just a thought. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. I think to myself, what would happen? Like, what would happen if we couldn't access our phones? We would lose our mind. We would absolutely lose our mind. We are not capable of not reaching for our phones. What do they say? It's 160 times a day for the average adult that checks their phone. That's a lot, kids. That's a lot. 160 times a day that we in some way, shape, or form. And you're thinking, no way. How many times a day do you grab your phone and look at it? You may not type something 160 times a day. You may not, but I bet if you go back through your text messages, how many text messages, how many tweets, how many Facebook likes, how many posts do you do if you add them all up? Right? America, why are we so happy when, for all intents and purposes, our economy's mediocre? Why do we have this confidence? Yet at the same time, the data shows us that we really shouldn't have super confidence. I'm just curious. It's a good article in Bloomberg talking about the fact that America's pretty good, pretty happy right now. But the data's like, not so happy. In fact, our consumer confidence is up pretty good. Right now, we're sitting at about a 94.5. All right? 94.5. That's pretty decent. Pretty decent at this point in time. That's kind of where we're headed. And you're thinking to yourself, well, how good is that? Well, let's just talk about it. Last time, you know, we 103.8 was the highest we've been, and that was 2004, January. Since then, we've been in the 85 range, down deep in the recession years in the 70 range. We have all this confidence, and people are excited. Why are they excited? A lot of reasons. I think people feel like Obama administration did a lot more to deter growth than to see growth happen. They were more about the environment. They were more about regulations. They were more about government than business. They were more about taxes. And because of that, I think people thought, well, that we didn't get the balance we should have. But now we've got Trump in there. Trump's about jobs. Trump's absolutely about jobs, chap. This is what this guy's about. He's about jobs. I get that. But why aren't we seeing all these things come back? Well, we will. It takes time. It's not an overnight thing. People feel good. I think people see what's potentially going to happen with health care and the repeal of it and getting rid of some of these taxes as something that is going to help business. Remember, for all the big corporations that are out there, they pale in comparison job-wise to small business. Small business is the engine that drives this country. Big business handles regulations. Big business handles taxes. Big business handles all that crap that government throws at them very easily. Small business is far more affected by it than big business. And I think small business is looking around thinking, I feel good. I feel like things are happening. I think smart people realize it's not an overnight thing. It's not. But when people, and I've said this, what matters about the feeling good or the consumer sentiment index, which is extremely important, is what matters about that is when people feel good and people feel confidence about stuff, what they do is they loosen up their purse strings. When you think you're going to make more money or do more things, you're more willing to take a chance or to spend money you wouldn't have, say, 6 months ago or a year ago, but now you're willing to do it. Why is that? Because you feel that you're going to be able to replace that and maybe even replace it with more, so you're willing to take a chance. It's that confidence, right? It's act as if. We all know if you got more confidence, if you see a beautiful woman and you got all the confidence in the world, you're going to go up and talk to her. If you got no confidence, you're going to fumble around, you're going to be an idiot. People are going to, you got no chance. That's kind of what this is. We feel like we've got the confidence we're moving forward. And because of that, more people are willing to put into it. Now, some of it's partisan, right, as they did this study, that, yes, on the right feels more than the left, but both sides are up comparatively to where they were throughout the Obama administration. It's not all his fault. It's not. He was saddled with a horrific recession, but he didn't do a lot to help himself. But it is kind of funny when you look at the data shows that we really shouldn't be in this place of confidence, but we as the people are ignoring this and moving on forward. And sometimes you do. Sometimes you got to have that wry smile and that dour attitude and just move straight through. Because otherwise, you'll be paralyzed. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. We've got a poll out. You can go to Twitter, at ChadBensonShow. So simple, right? ChadBensonShow. Go there, follow us, as well as on that old Facebook thing. So go there, check it out. And today's poll is simple. It's about what are the chances of the GOP getting a repeal and replace done? It's that simple. And guess what? 8% say great. 13% say good. 50% say 50-50 and 29% says never. I think it's better than 50-50 or around 50-50. I think they'll get something done because they're going to be forced to. But what it's going to be, I couldn't tell you. I could not tell you, but something will get done. But this version of it, and sooner rather than later, that's a different story. Chad Benson Show.
Feeling confused? No worries. That's why he's here. This is the Chad Benson Show, setting things straight.
So the Department of Homeland Security is building prototype walls. Are they getting ready to try to build a wall? I love how they said they're building prototype walls. How many prototypes do you need? I'm just curious. Well, were we going to do one that just had big holes in it? We thought, that's stupid. That's not going to work. Not going to do an electric fence, right? That's just an idiotic way. I don't know. I mean, you know, how many walls do you have? Is it a fence? What kind of fence? Is it going to be solar powered? I like that, right? How much would that piss you off? How much would, like, if you're green, does that piss you off that he may use the fence to solar power to capture electricity along the border to help border cities? How funny would that be? And to offset the cost of it? That would be hilarious. That piss you off? I bet it does. Makes you angry. Makes you angry. I just don't know how many, you know, prototypes they can have. It's got to be 18 feet high, have features to prevent climbing over and tunneling beneath the structure. So, and of course, it needs to be aesthetically pleasing. Can't be ugly. Can't have no ugly. So, yeah, at least on one side. Anthony's at least on one side. Be ugly on the other side. Of course you can. I just don't know. Hey, you know, having been out there, and because we have our affiliate down there in McAllen, KURV, and we've been down there. We're going to probably head out sometime again this summer and hopefully spend some time there and see everybody there. Having been there, you know, and Sergio was nice enough to take us out last time we were there. And we went out with the Border Patrol and we were cruising around, we were checking everything out. And, you know, they tell us, look, man, you build a 10-foot wall, I'll give you an 11-foot ladder. You give me a 15-foot wall, I'm going to give you a 16-foot ladder. If you think somebody has crossed the barren wasteland of parts of Mexico through mean streets of cities, avoided drug dealers, human traffickers, rapists, criminals, and murderers that are looking to grab these young kids and girls and do horrible things and or force them to do things for them, to only get to a place where there is a wall in front of them and that's the only thing stopping them, that they're going to go, oh, can't get over this. Going to have to turn around. You're fooling yourself. The best wall that's happened is Trump. He's the best wall. Just him doing what he has done has made everything more uncomfortable for people. That's been the best wall out there. That's been the number one wall out there, is Trump's mouth and his threats. Hell, you want a wall? Just put a wall, face Trump everywhere, that every time you get close, it just starts rattling off things that he said. We're going to catch you. We're going to throw you back. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Just big heads everywhere. People turn around and go, ah, we ain't going to come here. That's it. Could you imagine that? How great would that be? I'm just trying. And I'm sure he'd like it because it would be aesthetically pleasing because it's him, right? So it's good. So it's him. And let's say you get within 100 yards of it. And all of a sudden it starts saying stuff about how – if you get caught, you're going to be turned around and thrown back. That we don't want you here. That what you're doing is breaking the law. That you no longer have a place to hide. Whatever he has said along the way, there you go. Yeah, it'll be bigly. It'll be the bigliest, hugest wall in the history of mankind. Yesterday, we talked about the royal family. Prince Harry said that he... You know, there was a long time that he didn't want to be a part of it. Nobody wants to be king. Nobody wants to be queen. Nobody wants any part of it. He's accepted it now, and it's part of who they are. But he had a tough time after his mother died and after the whole army thing when he was eventually brought out of the army because, you know, where he said he felt like he was home and he felt like people that were – he was a part of something that wasn't royal. But now he feels like, hey, he's, you know, he went from lost – this lost time, so he's found his way, and he's comfortable in his own skin, and that's understandable. Well, the queen got good news today. She is getting a raise, just a little bit of a raise. It's not a lot. So the Queen gets about $55 million a year in tax-free income from the state. That's her annual sovereign grant, which we should all get. This year's payment, though, is up by 78%. She's going to get $97 million. Payouts from the state are expected to remain at elevated levels for 10 years as Buckingham Palace undergoes an extensive facelift. So while she's getting this money, that money in turn is going to pay for all of the stuff that needs to be done at Buckingham Palace, which is a lot. Most of the stuff hasn't, anything new hasn't been put in there in some 40, 50, 60 years. New wiring, new technology, new piping at 750 rooms. It's expensive. So that money's going to go to cover that. So I don't think it's going to be cheap for her to take care of that. And as I was telling producer Phil, let's be real. We don't have royalty in this world here that we live in America. But you know what we do have? We have Mickey Mouse, right? It's a lot keeping up those castles all over the place and all over the world. And Mickey, he brings a lot of people here. The Queen brings a lot of people there. She does. Queen brings a lot of people in the royal family show up there to Buckingham Palace, and I'm sure it's a lot more than $100 million a year in tourism bucks. Just saying. It's a good gig, though, if you can get it. I've been trying to be a king for a long time. It is not working. Because apparently you have to have a nation and royal blood. I do not. My blood, I'm sure, is a bit sappy and syrupy because of all the donuts. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text us, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.